set to work. Runners lead, first, second, and third. The pitch. Hit to left and deep. Get up! Get up! Get out of here! Gone! Jackson Churio just hit one with the bases loaded. And they add four more on the rookies. Grand slam home run. His 18th of the year. Wow.
The legendary Bob Uecker. We could just play these highlights all day.
I know.
It's incredible stuff. I want to start with this. Dom Cotroneo is with us in the studio. Here's our Brewers guy. He's our Brewers expert. You hear him all over our different platforms. I want to start with, after listening to that call, Dom, we're all talking about how funny he is and what a great guy he is. I want to ask you, as somebody who's around a lot of broadcasters, to talk about how good he is at his job, the craft of calling baseball games, because I think sometimes that almost gets lost.
Yeah, we talked about it last night, actually, on my program with Bob Costas, and an important distinction that was made by a lot of people yesterday is that he was a great broadcaster when you take away the humor. I mean, even as an ex-player, and I think that's one of the main distinctions that we made yesterday, is that Bob was a baseball player that happened to be good at broadcasting, Hall of Fame level, not a broadcaster that used to be a player. And I think that's a very important distinction and something that identifies Bob's style and what made him so great and so endearing in the clubhouse. And it, Ryan Braun talked about it yesterday. When you knew Uke was on the call, and obviously 08 comes to mind, that it just elevated it a little bit more. And I think that's the mark of a great broadcaster on top of everything else that he brought to any single show.
What was it like working with him in the booth?
Yeah, it's nothing will ever compare, and no one's ever going to be the same. No one's going to ever try to be that, because it's, you're trying to be Uke. You know, it's Uke's ability to just A, use the cough button, because that's been one of the more legendary stories, as we've all known, come to know. But two, his ability to connect with the modern player. I think a lot of people, you know, hey, you can, hey, old guy, you know, no big deal. Like, he understood the game. He was a ball player. I mean, he understood baseball. People like to throw the word analytics. I'm not saying Bob was ready to calculate war over here, but I'm saying Bob understood the modern game. He changed with the game. He understood what the objectives were. And again, a great mark of a great broadcaster. And oh, by the way, he's the funniest man on planet Earth. So that certainly helped everything tie in together to bring you along on a broadcast.
What is it about him that cut through? We all know a lot of great broadcasters, and they're great guys. They're fun. They're friendly. Uecker had this connection, and we've heard it on the text line from our listeners over and over. People who have never met him in person feel like they know him, that they really know him. I think it's more than just longevity. What is it about him?
Authenticity. That man was so genuine, and I think Milwaukee kept him grounded, and it was by choice. You know, Bud has told the story. Bud Selig has told the story many times that George Steinbrenner of the Yankees, owner of the Yankees, tried to poach Bob Uecker multiple times. He said, I want Bob Uecker. I want him to call my games. I'll throw money at him. I'll do it. And Bob said, you know what?
Wow.
Baseball, Milwaukee, this is where I want to be.
Did he talk at all about Mr. Belvedere, about the stuff away from the field, about the stuff that was such a big part of his career? I know he was Milwaukee-centric.
Right.
Did he ever talk about any of that other stuff?
You know, I tell you, for all of us on the broadcast team, right, like Jeff and Lane and Josh and Kent, it's we've all heard those stories, but in secondhand, where it's like somebody who's never met him before comes in and asks those questions. And I never really asked him. I think I asked him about Major League, because the fun tie-in in all of this is that my parents, my mom grew up in Tucson, which is high Corbett Field spring training in Major League. My mom was an extra in the spring training scene.
Oh, wow,
so
really?
It's kind of funny how the tie-in. I told Bob, like, I know you guys didn't go to Tucson to shoot that. That was all shot here at Milwaukee County Stadium, but it's like, my mom's in it in the background, so I thought I got a kick out of that. But it was those stories are incredible, because the people that wanted to learn more about it, he was very willing to share those stories and give it to the people, a little piece of what it was like. And there are thousands of more stories that you and I will never know because of the stuff pre-social media, and I think that's a beautiful thing.
I heard he was really generous with teaching and encouraging and really looked out for you guys.
Truly.
So I think that that's why it's so hard, especially for Lane when we were talking to him. What did you learn from Bob Uecker?
I learned from Bob the fact that the game's on the field and the game's difficult. And again, going back to that first point, that he was a player first. never heard him criticizing a player. Even if he makes the most routine of errors of all errors, he's not going to bring him down. He knows he made an error. Like, he doesn't need to bring him down. And I think that's a really classy way to do things. And I know we think of Bob as the funniest guy in the room and all of the, you know, the slapstick stuff. But man, he was sharp and he made time for everybody. And those are the things away from the microphone that I'm going to remember trying to carry into my career.
Take us to his last broadcast last year. We played a lot of clips of that, from Yelich to Levering to others. When a lot of people close to him knew that, in hindsight, and we didn't know, that this might be it. What was that last day like?
Yeah, I've told the story a handful of times now, but being in the booth when he was signing off, just being a fly on the wall, if you will, for that, and being able to shake his hand at the end of that show was really important, just for closure for myself. But, I mean, just for Bob, you could see him not wanting to say goodbye. And that's what I'm going to always remember. And he knew. And we all knew. It was heavy in the room. And Judy is there. Robin is there. The whole broadcast team. His kids are there. And it's just like, wow, this is the end of an era. He didn't want to say it publicly. He didn't want to say goodbye, make a big statement just in case, you know, if it was going to be back. But it's amazing what that man broadcasted through this season to give us one more summer of memories. And I think people are starting to realize what he was broadcasting through and how much pain he was playing through, if you will.
Yeah, I saw you yesterday pounding the pavement, making calls, putting things together. How hard was it to do that and to work knowing that you lost one of your great friends?
I think with all of this is that Bob's up there laughing at us, like, why are you working so hard for me? You know, that's what I'm thinking about while I'm just like, well, Bob, I'm doing this for you, man. I want to tell your story, man. I'm 30 years young. I've barely even seen your career, man. But I think of him smiling, and Tom Hamilton, who's a Waterloo native, he's the Cleveland Guardians radio announcer. He's the Ford C. Frick Award winner for this year for the Hall of Fame. So going into baseball, the same wing that Bob is in. And he said it great. He said, you know, now that he's up there, the good Lord above is now splitting his sides too. You know, Bob wasn't intimidated by anybody, so he's making Jesus laugh right now. So I think that's what I'm smiling about, thinking of all the work we did yesterday.
What's spring training going to be like?
Oh, man, I it's going to be weird.
It's almost here.
He actually appeared. We weren't expecting him to be at spring training last year, again, given the diagnosis. And lo and behold, like, first weekend, there's Uke and goes to the clubhouse, guys lit up, and that'll be hard. I mean, every first without Uke is going to be hard moving forward. And spring training's that first, and then the first home opener and the first playoff clinch, and all of that is, we're just going to have to react as it comes. It will be odd, it will be sad, but we'll remember the good times.
Okay, so this cough button situation, Bob Costas described it. You know, he's doing the plays, and then he presses the cough button, and he says, like, these off-color things that just makes everybody laugh in the booth.
A parallel conversation.
I am so jealous that you got to see that and hear it. What was it like?
It's like watching Picasso paint. It's like listening to Bach compose. It's like watching Spielberg edit. I mean, it was truly a magician doing his craft. And there were two broadcasts, and it was the broadcast everybody else heard, which was still hilarious, and the broadcast that we heard, which is the stuff of legend. And we hear all the stories of the pillars of comedy in the 70s and 80s that idolized Uke and got to spend some time with him. We all know about his friendship with Norm Macdonald and guys like that from Saturday Night Live in the days. And the stories that we heard of him just bringing the house down in roasts or in certain sort of comedy cellars, and just, again, pre-social media, so we'll never have the tapes of it, but that everybody in that era of comedy knew that Bob Uecker was the funniest man on the planet, and that's what the cough button broadcast was like, and getting to use that to say the stuff that maybe sometimes we always wanted to say, but he was very careful with that cough button.
And is it true that there really is a hope of what you want to do with the cough button?
So I tell you what, I'm going to keep pushing this out there. Adam McAlvey brought this up when we were doing our show over on ESPN Milwaukee, that Kent Sommerfeld should decommission the cough button that he used and send it to Cooperstown. And
great,
I think
idea.
That would be a beautiful tribute to put it in the Ford C. Frick Hall there in Cooperstown and say, that's the cough button that Bob Uecker used.
He's Dom Cotroneo. You can hear him anchor and host all of our Brewers coverage on WTMJ. As a matter of fact, he's going to spring training. So, Dom, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
It's been an honor. Thank you, guys.